Walk Yourself Fit, The Fun Way to Get a Little Fitter and Lose a Little Body Size by David A. Rives. Chapter 1. All aboard! You're about to set off on a remarkable journey, a walking tour of a wonderful new world where you will get fit forever and lose some body size without having to put out a zillion dollars for gym memberships, skiing trips, and so forth, where you'll take the part of your mind that makes you eat and turn it into your best friend for a change instead of your worst enemy the way all diets do, where you'll start feeling better and better as you get fitter and thinner, where you'll finally start enjoying all the wonderful things fit, trim people enjoy just because they're fit and trim. Just fit walk for one enjoyable hour a day, and you'll give yourself a body you can be even prouder of, a body you'll want to look at, put clothes on, take out in public, share with others even more than you do now. The streets and tracks of America are filling up with fit walkers, that is, people walking themselves fit and trim, all knowing the joy of eating all the good food they want, then burning off any extra calories. We invite you to join us on those streets, that track, to begin a life you've only dreamed of, a life that is finally yours for the taking, a life of fit walking. Chapter 2. Before You Start. You're about to walk yourself fit, which means you're going to have to change your lifestyle a teensy tiny bit. Take a more active role in shaping your own future. Because of that, and because the lawyers inform me this world has gotten kind of sue-happy lately, there's one thing we've got to tell you. Like any program where you have to move a tad faster than a glacier, you could be looking at a possible health risk here. So, before you do anything, you really should tell your family doctor what you're about to do, get his seal of approval. And now that we've covered our rear ends with the standard see your doctor routine, you want to know what we really think about it? We hate it. Why? Oh, not because it isn't necessary. It is. It's just that fit walking is such a mild exercise that very few of you will wind up on the wrong side of an oxygen tent because of it. So, the next time it comes down to a choice between, say, cookies and walking, you might want to see what walking can do for you, doctor or no doctor, since there can't be all that many surprises left for you in that cookie jar of yours. You know, it's amazing. Someone like Sarah Lee never has to tell you to see a doctor before you eat any of her stuff. And yet, her stuff makes people plus-sized, and plus-sized people seem to leave us a whole lot sooner than normal-sized people do, if I've been reading those insurance charts right. And yet she gets awards for her stuff while exercise pushers have to tiptoe past courtrooms. I guess old Sarah figures we're all smart enough to know that we should take her products in teensy tiny doses, and that if we abuse those products, that's our problem, not hers. Which, of course, is the same thing you hear from liquor companies and tobacco companies and wine companies and beer companies and anyone else selling something so drop-dead addictive. And since those billionaires all seem to get away with it, I guess they're right. It is our fault. Wow. Shame on us. Now, me, all I'm selling is health. So I've got to warn you that if you do what you were given a body to do, that is, move around, so you can get that body functioning even better than it is now, you might be the one in a million who shouldn't have. And the only way we're going to know that is if you let your doctor check you out. So do it. But while you're waiting for him to check you out, you might want to take a minute or three and check us out as well. You know, put one foot in front of the other for a block or two. Why? Because then, if Doc says you're not that one in a million, you'll already be that many miles closer to a beautiful new you.